That's George Osborne.
The UK economy is still a long way from growth and sustainable recovery, according to the International Monetary Fund, which has recently published its annual review on Britain's financial situation. The IMF believes the Chancellor of the Exchequer, George Osborne's austerity programme, will need to change in order to boost the country's economy. The UK Chancellor has gained a reputation of putting politics before economics and has consistently ignored the advice of many financial experts. The IMF, however, say that he must listen to their advice in order to stimulate growth or risk facing higher unemployment and a worsening economy in the years to come. Critics of the IMF say its policies are to blame for the economic crisis in Europe.
In 2008, the IMF was telling everybody that the solution was increased austerity. They are now starting to change their tune and go the other way. And the reason why you're getting this complete contradiction is that the IMF's philosophy and understanding of reality is completely flawed, and events are proving that, and the whole system is not starting to collapse, is in the process, the first 4 or 5 years, of what will be a 15, 20, 25 year collapse.
The IMF has proposed that the UK Treasury should borrow £9 billion in order to help their infrastructure projects. Critics say that although the borrowing is necessary, it would harm the economy because the commercial banking system includes compound interest. Instead, the money should be borrowed interest-free from the National Bank, halving the cost of a project.
The IMF and its philosophy and practices is what is behind the collapse of Europe and why the collapse is going to go on. And Europe will not get out of its mess now unless the euro is in fact smashed and each country goes back to its own national money supply and then uses that money supply for the country and does not rely on the international banking system. That is the finance capitalism and its mechanisms and its practices, which is the cause of all of the trouble.
With no signs of radical changes to Britain's economic policies, many financial experts predict the economic future of the country could very easily get worse. Hassan Al-Khatib, Press TV, London.